Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. This is our last segment, but we're going to continue with Professor Ellen Breeman. Now, Professor, before I ask you my question, I just want to know, have you gotten a theme song written for your book like I have for mine?
Oh, my goodness gracious. No, I need to come up. I need to figure that out.
That's my son, who's heading off to music college, who wrote that song. Isn't that kind of cute?
It is. I told you, I can't believe they grow up.
All right, I have one question for you, which we only have a couple minutes to talk about.
Okay.
You teach at community college.
I do.
And you actually also put in your bio that you're the proud holder of an AA degree.
Yes.
I've actually never seen that before. So obviously you take pride in not only holding that degree, but in being a professor at a community college. It's my belief that for many kids, going to a community college is a better option on many levels and going straight to a four-year college. What is your thinking on this general subject?
Well, I'll tell you, first of all, without knowing, my children are 4 and 9, and without knowing academically what either of them are going to turn into, I've already told our financial planner to build in 2 years of community college for each of them. Community college is, the bottom line is, if your kid is just an absolute superstar, then they can start out for those 2 years and they will be a big fish in a small pond. The honors coordinator is 2 doors down from my office. Those students who are superstars rack up so much money in scholarships, and they also go on to some pretty hefty schools. It's a different competitive pool, and if students can stop looking at it like the 13th grade and start looking at it like that, it's like a private school experience for public school money. If you are not a superstar and if you're struggling, community college is the place where you can get a lot of private, like individualized help.
You mean the professors actually teach at community college, not the TAs, huh?
Well, that's exactly right. The class sizes are way smaller. I mean, we don't have lecture labs. So, I mean, you can get a lot of individualized help. We have tons of tutoring centers. We have, the remedial classes. We have, the 091s. And we have those classes where you can get placed properly, and then you can get right where you need to be before you go on to the university. And my goodness, it's so much cheaper. I mean, you can have your 2 years done. And here's the thing that a lot of people don't realize. You can still take some university-level classes. You do not need to be admitted into a university in order to pick up a few university-level classes while you're at a community college. I did it. A number of us do it.
Not to mention you'd get rid of a lot of the prereqs.
You can get rid of all your prereqs. And if you have an associate's degree, that whole degree transfers into the university. You don't have to retake classes if you have the whole degree. And you have when you're done with your bachelor's degree, you have 2 degrees.
Hmm.
You show
Very
that you finished something else. That
Very
looks great.
Cool. Well, I guess that answers that question.
I'm a little passionate.
Just a little bit. Okay.
I know, a little.
With the few minutes remaining, let me give you a little bit of it to please tout your book again. Tell us the title, name of it, et cetera, and where to get it and where to find you.
The book is Say This, Not That to Your Professor, 36 Talking Tips for College Success. It is on Amazon.com, and it's on BarnesandNoble.com, and it is on Smashwords. I understand it is on iTunes. It's available for Kindle. It's available, available on iTunes, available in a number of electronic formats.
Great.
I am at EllenBreeman.com. I blog as the Chatty Professor several times a week, and my blog involves other college success and student professor communication and interpersonal tips.
Excellent. Thank you, Professor Breeman.
Thank you
so much. And good luck with your book.
Thank you so much, Bruce. I had a great time.
Yeah, me too. So we are almost out of time. I want to remind you to receive my newsletter. You just go to BruceSallon.com and Stay in the Loop is right there on the homepage, and you give us your email, and we take nothing from you and give you nothing back but just a newsletter. No spam and no solicitations. The new Because I Said So is called Dad Sings, and you can find that on my website, as well as the new vlog, which is called Doing My Radio Show, so you can see what it is like. Tonight on Dad Chat, we actually will have Professor Breeman talking about effective communication. Next week, I will be talking about a living will. And we've hit that in segment one, the value of leaving behind things you wish for, hope for, and the values you cherish to your kids rather than just leaving them possessions and other things of that ilk, money and such. I'm not so sure leaving your kids a lot of money is even a wise thing to do. Sponsor slots are open. Should you want to sponsor the radio show, you just would email me at bruce@brucesallen.com. I want to thank my support team, first the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, and second my cheerleader-in-chief, Les Carroll, our station manager. Thanks again for joining us, and please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now. Walk, 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 walk.